News for and about North Central Pennsylvania is next.
Monday, August 14th. Good day. I'm Jerry Miller with this report of Black Forest Broadcasting News. Potter County is in the midst of a tragic heroin problem. If you or a loved one is in need of drug and alcohol treatment, please call Potter County Drug and Alcohol Program at 1-800-800-2560. The Potter County Drug and Alcohol Program serves an injection drug abuse population and will give preference to treatment to the following: pregnant injection drug users, pregnant substance abusers, injection drug users, overdose survivors, and veterans. Recovery is a reality. It can, will, and does happen. The program will help fund treatment for those without insurance and who are ineligible for medical assistance. Recovery is a reality. It can, will, and does happen. Please call 1-800-800-2560 or the PA Get Help line 1-800-662-4357.
Penn State says there will be a chance of afternoon thunderstorms today, high of 77. Clear skies tonight, a low of 57. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high of 80. Clear tomorrow night, a low of 56. Mostly sunny on Wednesday, high of 82 and a low of 59. It is August 14th, and on this day in 1945, U.S. President Harry S. Truman announced that Japan had surrendered to the Allies in World War II. Thousands thronged into the streets throughout the United States to celebrate VJ Day. The official ratification of the surrender didn't take place until September 2nd in Tokyo Bay aboard the USS Missouri. But VJ Day happened 72 years ago today. In today's news, a 24-year-old Mansfield woman died in a one-vehicle crash last Thursday afternoon in Rutland Township, Tioga County. Troopers over the weekend released details reporting Satika Walker was ejected from her car when it became airborne and rolled over several times after going off the Dunkelberger Road on a right-hand curve. The car slid down a hill and came to rest on its roof. No one was hurt in a... We don't have the details about that one. We'll have to get that. Cane Bay State Police say that minor injuries occurred for one driver involved and a passenger involved in a collision Friday morning on the Prenticeville Road in Eldred Township. Troopers say that the collision occurred as Chad Reed of Bradford was traveling south on the Barnum Road toward the stop sign, and Thomas Hazard of Eldred was traveling west on the Prenticeville Road. Reed failed to stop for the Hazard unit, and Hazard, one of his passengers, Carrie Hazard of Eldred, and a 2-year-old child were taken to Bradford Regional Medical Center for treatment of minor injuries. Ridgeway Bay State Police report minor injuries occurred to one driver involved in a collision Friday afternoon on Route 321 in Jones Township, Elk County. That collision occurred when Deborah Gesselman of Chambersburg was trying to make a left-hand turn from Marvin Street onto Route 219 and failed to notice a vehicle driven by Ramey Akers of Johnsonburg and pulled in front of the Akers unit. Akers suffered minor injuries but apparently did not require treatment at a medical facility. Gesselman and a passenger in the Akers car, Calvin Moore of Wilcox, were not hurt. Gaithersport Bay State Police have just released details about a one-vehicle crash occurring last Tuesday on the Ellisburg Road in Genesee Township. Authorities say that a 17-year-old Genesee girl was traveling east when her PT Cruiser went off the road as she tried to make a slight left-hand curve. The car skidded across the highway and struck an embankment along the north side before rolling over onto its roof. He was taken to Charles Cole Hospital for treatment of minor injuries. A passenger, an 8-year-old boy, was also treated for minor injuries. Troopers at Gaithersport are looking for a hit-and-run vehicle which damaged a mailbox on the Germania Road in West Branch Township early last Thursday morning. Troopers said that the unknown unit was going south when it went off the road and collided with a mailbox. The driver then continued from the scene before notifying authorities. An Emporium teenage driver escaped injury in a car-deer collision occurring last Thursday morning on the CCC Memorial Highway in Lumber Township. Troopers said 19-year-old Brady Lovett was going west on Route 120 when he swerved his Dodge Durango to avoid a deer. The vehicle went off the road and hit a utility pole before coming to rest. Chattersport Bay State Police have arrested 35-year-old Sarah Bennett of Genesee on drug violations and DUI. Authorities say when they pulled her vehicle over for multiple traffic violations on Route 449 in Ulysses Township on July 29th, they found her to be driving under the influence of a drug. She's been charged with various traffic violations and charges are pending against a 51-year-old male passenger. Troopers have also arrested 44-year-old Thomas Bennett of Rowlett for DUI and violating drug laws after pulling him over on Maple Street in the village late July 31st. Police say that when they interviewed Bennett, they determined he was driving under the influence of a controlled substance and was allegedly found in possession of drugs and drug paraphernalia. Cane Bay State Police report they conducted a DUI checkpoint Saturday night in the southbound lanes of Route 219 near Owens Way in Bradford Township. 105 vehicles were stopped and two DUI arrests were made. And they issued three citations and gave one warning. Cottersport Bay State Police have arrested 30-year-old Charmaine Tyler of Bradford for violating drug laws. Authorities say that she was detained at the Cottersport Dollar General on the morning last Monday morning on an active warrant from McKean County. While taking her to the Cottersport Barracks, police allegedly found her in possession of marijuana and miscellaneous drug paraphernalia. Police say she was determined to be a flight risk and was arraigned before District Judge Annette Easton, who set bail at $5,000 secured. Unable to post the bond, Tyler was committed to the McKean County Jail awaiting a preliminary hearing. 22-year-old Alyssa Mader of Elk County has been arrested for shoplifting at the St. Mary's Walmart Saturday evening. Police claim that Mader removed 9 items from the store without paying for the merchandise. A burglary in Horton Township, Elk County, is under investigation by troopers at Ridgeway. Sometime last week, burglars removed a 5-gallon gas can containing gasoline from a garage owned by Dennis Young of Brockport. They also stole a carton of cigarettes from an enclosed porch. The investigation is continuing. State police at Mansfield are probing a burglary occurring on Moore Road in Richmond Township last week. Thieves entered the home of Lydia Cleveland and stole several items. Also, criminals entered the home of Donald Wilcox on Burrell Road in Westfield sometime between June 24th and July 27th and stole various items while Wilcox was away from home. And Cottersport Bay State Police arrested 74-year-old Gary Marvel, no known address, for a disorderly conduct allegedly occurring last Thursday morning on School Street in Ulysses Borough. Police say they received a complaint that Marvel was yelling loudly and swearing for no apparent reason. Upon arrival, it was determined he was homeless with a last known address in Texas. He was taken into custody and arraigned on a charge of disorderly conduct and was released with a summary trial date of last Friday, during which he was found guilty of the charge. Briefly, in other news, despite the road construction project in downtown Cottersport, the Cottersport Area Chamber of Commerce announces that townwide yard sales will be taking place on Saturday, September 2nd. A printed map will be available no later than next Saturday, August 26th, at the Chamber office located at 227 North Main Street, and a Google My Map will be available at the website. There is a $5 fee for those who wish to place their sale on the maps. Cottersport Courthouse Square will also be available for sellers and vendors. Spaces are still available for $10 per 10-foot by 10-foot space. The square will be equipped with an accessible portable toilet rental and hand wash station. To find out more, contact the Cottersport Area Chamber of Commerce. The deadline to be included on the print map is this Thursday, August 17th. This Black Forest Weather Observer Observer, Tony Parati, says our high yesterday was 74. The overnight low was 52. There was no new precipitation to report. Sunrise this morning was at 6:19 a.m. Sunset will be at 8:17 p.m. That'll give us 13 hours and 58 minutes of daylight. You're up to date now with Black Forest Broadcasting News. I'm Jerry Miller. Thanks for joining us.